Greetings in the name of our wonderful Savior and Lord, your speaker, John Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And I'm going to call your attention to a fourfold description of man as found in the Word of God. For instance, we have Adam and Eve as they left the hand of God in a state of innocency. And of course, the only two that were ever found in that state. And then we have man brought before us in a fallen state or a state of nature. And of course, this is true of all my hearers. It is true of the speaker. It is true of the entire human family. For we read in Romans 5 and verse 12, "For as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned." And then we have man in a state of grace. And if you were to turn to Romans chapter 5 and read the very first verse, however, reminding you of the last verse of chapter 4, which says, "He, Jesus, was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification." And then Romans 5 and 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand." So that the standing of each and every child of God now is a standing in grace, and of course different from that of Adam and Eve, who were in a state of innocency in the Garden of Eden and fell from that state. However, just a reminder that their standing depended entirely upon themselves. And our standing, those of us who are reached and saved by the grace of God, our standing is dependent upon our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, for He is able to save, He is able to keep, and not one that has ever been put into His hands who has trusted Him as Savior and Lord can ever be lost. In other words, my standing is not now dependent upon myself, but dependent upon the God of heaven. And you know, it is true that there's many a person who at the time of profession of faith in Christ have had the wrong notion, and so they have decided to mend their ways, to turn over a new leaf and made a pledge and promise to God but that from there on out they would be faithful to Him and hold on to the end. Now you see, that's a wrong approach entirely. The person who comes to the Lord Jesus Christ must come to Him as a sinner, lost and helpless in her or his sins, and confess and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior, a whole Savior, and put your case into His hand. Trust your soul to Him. So the keeping power depends then upon Him. Yes, thank God, He is able to save and He is able to keep. Now just a little bit further, because we're going to give a few messages along this line, we trust it will prove to be helpful to all our hearers. Now we have man's future eternal state also told out in clear language in the Word of God. And of course the future of all who trust our Lord Jesus Christ will spend the ceaseless ages of eternity with Him, being like Him forever and forever. Thank God. We shall celebrate the matchless grace and worth of our Lord Jesus eternally. Oh, I trust that all who hear me today can say, "Thank God, my standing was once in Adam, belonged to a fallen race, but I now stand accepted in Him." And then we would remind you that the eternal state of all who die without Christ as their personal Savior, they shall perish and perish forever. They shall spend eternity shut out of His presence in darkness and in despair, but that need not be the portion of any who are listening. And now, as I conclude, I want to say considerable more along this line, and we're going to remind you now of what is essential and what must precede salvation. You know, in the Word of God, our God is brought before us as a God of love. He's also brought before us as a God of light, and of course in whom there is no darkness at all. Did you know that our God reveals Himself, first of all, as the light, ere He ever reveals Himself as the God of love to a perishing soul? In other words, you can find sample case after sample case found in the Word of God, Old Testament, New Testament. He ever and always brings out the true facts as they exist. In other words, He would have you know that He knows all about you. And notwithstanding the fact that He is light and can see into the very deepest recesses of your heart, He's also a God of love. He loved you, He died for you, and He would like your soul to save. He would like to have you spend eternity with Himself. You'd have a standing then, thank God, a standing in our Lord Jesus Christ. But more about it in the will of the Lord in our next broadcast.